Welcome to the M25 show. Today is Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Alyssa.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. Look how smooth that was. Wow. Too smooth. Too smooth. Some of us even sound very loud today and very clear and almost like they're in a big hall.
A church.
Some of us are in church when we do the show. We would have thought it would have been Eddie, not Alyssa.
Right? Okay. Last church.
No, I'm just playing. Eddie, how's your church going?
Good.
That's good. Because Eddie goes very to church good. Too, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes, it does. I know the church he goes to. They actually did they really did that whole thing, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Or it looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Alyssa. Wait a minute. Alyssa's. Are you over there by Amherst Park?
Is it a different church
you go to?
Is it Amherst Park? Yeah, by the police department.
Yeah, kind of. Is the boys' club still there? And the girls' club? Or the boys' club? Mm-hmm. Is that still there?
The community center across the street from the library.
Oh, my goodness. And there's like a tennis court there still, I imagine.
No, they redid the whole boys' and girls' club.
Oh, my goodness.
That whole community center is totally different.
It's all new, huh?
Yeah, it's no longer like the church, the boys' club, and then the community center. It's like all in one.
It's all one, huh?
Not the church, but the community center and the boys' and girls' club. I think the boys' and girls' club is still there. My brother used to go there.
The boys' and girls' club.
Boys and girls' club, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you ever go there after school?
I didn't go there. I used to go play basketball there, but I never went there when I was little. There was another boys' club over there on, oh my gosh, what is that? Is that Valencia and
Ford?
You go down Valencia away from Tokerstown. You go down Valencia and
on Highland.
No. There used to be a bread store. There used to be a bread store over there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Valencia and Richmond.
Yeah, there used to be a boys' club around there. I remember I used to go there.
Yeah, the Girl Scout house was there.
The Girl Scout house?
Mm-hmm, there's a Girl Scout house there.
Tokerstown, where is it?
Tokerstown?
Tokerstown?
Yeah. It's in Fullerton.
What is it, the middle of Fullerton? West Side Fullerton? No, not West, East Side. East Side.
Is that East Side?
Yeah, because West Side is over like towards Magnolia, towards Buena Park.
Oh, yeah, you know what? West. Yeah, West is over there by Brookhurst, kind of, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Well, now you have.
You've never heard of FTT?
Nope. FTT?
No. Tokerstown.
Fullerton, Tokerstown. I'm sure there's some
people. Lemon and Valencia.
I'm sure there's people that listen to this show that probably lived there before when they were younger, right?
There's all inside that neighborhood. Lawrence. Yes. Lawrence. Balcom. I think it's Balcom? No, not Balcom. I can't remember the streets. I know Lawrence and Roslyn and Ash.
Oh, yeah. Those are all of them right there. Well, this is hitting it all right there. Let's take a field trip out there. Take the M25 show field trip to Tokerstown, Eddie.
I remember like people would be like, aren't you afraid to walk through here at night? No. Am I supposed to be? I mean, I practically grew up over there, across the way, on the other side of Lemon, but.
Yeah. Oh, you were over on the.
The school side.
The school, Maple. Is that Maple?
Uh huh.
Maple school. You're on that side. Okay.
Yeah.
But you weren't in the heart of Tokerstown. You weren't in the heart was on the other side, wasn't it? Wasn't that the heartbeat?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, we need to throw Eddie out there at midnight and have him run through there real fast with the shirt on. That would have been a good game, huh?
Survivor.
Yeah.
Let him run through Tokerstown.
Yeah. The Mario.
We're going to take Eddie there someday. And
what would we call it? Survivor, the Vadio edition.
Oh, man. I haven't been there down that way in a long time. Anyway, everybody, welcome to the show. Before we start, since Alyssa wasn't here the last show, Alyssa, are you aware that we won an award?
Yes.
And I'm going to blow you up because I like to blow you up. And if you got anything to say.
What did I just send? I sent you my acceptance speech.
Yeah, you sent it to us. You sent it to us. I mean, we're just together.
Yeah.
We all won together.
Well, I'd like to thank me. I'd like to thank myself. I'd like for all my hard work. I forgot how the video went. I did the Snoop Dogg speech.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Let's see. I think I have it. Let's see.
Wants to thank nobody but herself, Eddie.
It wasn't an ESPY, huh?
What's that?
An ESPY?
An ESPY.
No. That's sports?
Here.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
That was my speech.
Should have given Alberto an ESPY for winning the Pick'em Challenge.
An ESPY? Well, he did. Well, we didn't get. No, he didn't get. No, his friend didn't give him nothing this year, huh?
Guess not.
Oh my gosh. Well,
okay. I was still making picks during the playoffs, and there was no. It was over.
I know. I think you sent him. Hey, how come it's? Are we still? You were making picks, and it was over.
Yeah, it was over. I'm like,
Oh my gosh,
it's over.
Let's see here. Oh, you know what? Okay, Alyssa.
Yes.
And Eddie.
Yes.
If your ex was a store, mm-hmm. what store would they be?
NoGold.com? Oh, that's a website.
Yeah, no, a store. not an online store, a store.
Wannabe Hustler? I have no idea.
Is that a store?
Store.
It's a store that, you know, like
oh,
a store.
Oh, like a store that exists?
Yes, you can't be making up your own stores.
Yeah, I thought I was making my own store up.
No, that people can relate to, like, you know, when you say a store that we... Sizzler?
It's at the Goodwill.
Oh, the Goodwill. Right.
Oh, Five and Dime.
Five and Dime. How about you, Eddie?
Home Goods.
Home Goods? What the hell is that? Alyssa, what does that mean? What could that mean? Is that a good thing or?
Did you make your home good?
Yeah.
It was okay. Oh, so you got a good ex.
She was. Yeah, she liked all that stuff. That's what I was.
She liked Home Goods. Okay. Oh my gosh, that's Five and Dime. Is that a store? Is that like a
below
dollar store?
Five? There's Below Five.
Five and Dime.
How about Below Five? Because he acted like he was. 5 years old.
Yes. I'm trying to think what mine would be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I look back and I didn't, now that I look at it, even though I thought I liked it, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I'm not there no more. I mean, you know, I'm I love women. You know, listen, I love women so much, but this last one, I really, really, I mean, not the one I'm with now, but the one before. I was really into this one, right? And she was really, when I look back, she wasn't very nice to me.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, to me, you're in a relationship and you're like, oh my God, this is my person. Da, da, da.
This is the one.
This is the one. And then when to break up, and after a while, you're like, ew, what? Ew, mm-hmm. What was I thinking? You know?
Yeah, I think
the relationship is all good. And
what do you think? What are they thinking, Alyssa? What are people thinking when they think that's the one? Okay, and that's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that, right? And you're good to them and everything, and they're really not good. But you don't see it at the time. Is it because maybe that person's afraid that starting over again with somebody else, or is it? Do they really, really think that they're in love?
Well, it depends on the person. I mean, because sometimes you get those people that just are afraid to be alone. Mm-hmm. And they'll just go from person to person. Sometimes they overlap people because they don't want it. They don't want that time between a breakup to be alone. So they will be with somebody, but then they know it's ending and they're pursuing another person. So there's no time to be alone.
I got you.
Then you have those ones who, you know, don't know what they want in a relationship and they just kind of go with whoever they want, whoever they're, you know, they're with, regardless, you know, oh, they're cheating on me, but, you know, is that what love's supposed to be? Or he hits me and is that what love's supposed to be? Oh. So it just depends, you know, on the person and how strong that person is. I always have told, like, friends that have, like, broken up to, you know, be by yourself for a little bit. Find yourself. Learn to live on your own, live by yourself. And then if a person comes in and you already know you can survive on your own. You don't need, like for most women, you know, you don't need a man to live or whatever you want to say. I mean, yeah, the sex and all that, but you know, that's what vibrators and stuff are for.
Makes sense.
You know, and once you're independent and you know you can live on your own, then that's, I think, when you find that good relationship, because you're going to be more picky and you're going to be like, I can do this on my own. I don't need a man. I want a man. I don't need one. Does that make sense?
Let depend on you.
Yeah.
I get it.
So then it's like more, you know, because, you know, some men like, oh, you need me. No, I don't need you. I want you, but I don't need you. And that's a big difference.
Wow. That is pretty deep, Betty. That's deep. Alyssa's deep. I like it. You know what? All this, I don't like my ex. Just you talking and me thinking about it, it's like, oh, Eddie. Okay.
You're the one I feel like I'm all congested today. I don't know why.
Holy mackerel. Damn, Eddie, go get that out of there. Jeez. Damn. Now, I don't even know what I would say mine. Maybe, is there a store that is a headache? Walmart on a Sunday afternoon? Disaster. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I thought that was a good deal. I mean, except for Eddie Home Goods. He said it because she liked shopping there, right? Eddie's always so nice, huh?
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. Hello Kitty.
Or Michael's.
Let me see here. Okay. Oh, you know what I found out? I was talking to somebody today. And we were talking about mushrooms, okay? The psychedelic, you know, the mushrooms, you know? The, and I don't know how it came up. Somebody was saying that they were trying to buy it online and they got scammed, right? They just took his money. Buying mushrooms online. And I was like,
that's like trying to buy cocaine online. Oh, yeah,
So I go, what in the world? You can buy them online now? And they're all, yeah, you can buy them at dispensaries now. And I go, what? And I go, mushrooms, they come in they put them in the clear bag and they're dried out mushrooms, right? They're real mushrooms.
I've
never bought them. I've never bought them.
I don't honestly, I don't even think I've ever seen one.
Well, I'm explaining to you what they look. They look like a dried up real mushroom.
You tell us, right?
Alyssa, you behave over there, okay? You've already let everybody know you don't need a man. They should be lucky to be with you.
Aren't they illegal though?
Apparently not. You could buy them. Anyway, that's how they look when you would go buy them. I can only speak for the 80s. It would be like when you buy a bag of weed, a dime. I don't even know if they sell dime, but it would be mushrooms on the bottom and you chew them. Well, the guy told me when I said you buy them online, he's like, yeah, you can buy them at a dispensary. And when you buy them, they're in chocolate bar form.
The heck?
So they put, I don't know how they get the stuff out of the mushroom to put it in the candy bar, but that's how they do it today.
Maybe that's how the same way they do with weed, and they put it in mushrooms, or not mushrooms, brownies and gummies. You know, they just extract the THC or whatever.
That's crazy though.
Mushrooms.
I thought that would be because that's more of a deeper drug than weed.
What makes a mushroom like psychedelic? Is it, do they have to do something to it, or is it just?
I thought it was a natural.
And I think that's why they could sell it, because they're claiming it like a weed. It's natural. It grows naturally.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets it's a potion,
hallucinogenic.
But hallucinogenic. Yeah, but it's a mushroom that grows wild. So they grow wild somewhere, and it has it in it. I guess you gotta be careful. Yeah. Well, they say you're not. Who goes out anyway and just picks a mushroom off the ground and eats it? Not very many people, right?
Well, that's unless like the you're thing, an animal. Like, you know, who was the first one to eat an egg? You know, let's eat that thing that just fell out of that chicken's butt. Who decided that?
What are you talking about eating eggs?
Because you're like, who just goes and eats a mushroom? It's the same person that probably ate an egg.
okay, well, okay, so we know today, like, if you were out hiking and you saw a mushroom and go, oh, that looks cute and looks good, and I'm going to pick it up and eat it. But you know an egg, you know what an egg's all about, right? You crack it. We can't go back when was an egg invented?
Oh, someone's got a phone call.
Yes, incredible edible.
That's
egg.
My booty call. Hold on a second. I told him not to be calling me during the show. Get me in trouble. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would because I don't know.
You don't know what it is. You don't.
Yeah, you don't know what it is. You don't know. It's poisonous. I mean, you know. You don't know.
You know
that.
It's a mushroom, but you don't know what.
What kind of
mushroom? What kind of mushroom?
No, I know that's the point. You wouldn't do that, but you're gonna buy it from somebody that to say. I mean, I guess the whole point is how did they figure out that this mushroom, unless it's from the Indians, what from the Indians come from the Indians? They used to eat those and do their
for medical
peyote or whatever. They used to do it and trip out in the reservations. So I guess if you want to talk about the egg, that's where it came from.
The incredible edible egg.
Incredible edible egg. I like eggs.
So do I.
Eggs are very, very good. Mm-hmm. Alyssa, how do you like your eggs?
I like them over easy.
With the yolk, the runny yolk? Mm-hmm. Eddie?
Yep, I like them over easy. I like them hard boiled. I like them on my sausage McMuffin.
You just like them, huh?
I just like
He's a he's going to be Bubba Gump.
In salads.
In salads,
egg salad.
Tell us all the ways to eat shrimp. All the ways to eat eggs.
All the ways to eat eggs with that.
With weenies and rebel.
Egg whites. Without the yolk, just the yolk.
Egg whites.
Mm.
You can drink it raw. You could. There's all kinds of ways to eat.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah. You ever eat it raw, Eddie? Drink it raw?
No.
You've never tried it, Alyssa?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm. How was it?
Fine. I put it in a smoothie, so yeah, it was fine.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, just crack it open and drink it.
Crack it and drink it. Yeah.
No.
No.
Like an oyster, huh?
Yeah.
Too much protein. Like, yeah. Too much of a protein shot for you. Too much right there, Eddie.
Yeah, it's too much right there, I think.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here's one for you, Alyssa, and Eddie. If you accidentally saw a good-looking coworker or friend on Pornhub, would you rub one out to them without nobody knowing?
No.
I think you've asked us that before.
Did I, Eddie?
I think so.
I know we've talked about doing it to people we know.
We know you would, but...
No, I mean, if I think the last time we talked about, well, we do it with people we work with, that we knew, our friends that we know, and we kind of hung around them. Mm-hmm. This one, if you actually, just say you happen to be on Pornhub, I'm not saying that you guys check it out, but let's just say you were checking it out, and you go, holy mackerel, there's so-and-so, somebody that you know, and let's say, in Alyssa's case, it's a good-looking dude, and Eddie, it's a good-looking girl that you know, whether it's a friend, a coworker, mm-hmm. Would you watch it at least?
I think I would watch it, yes.
Alyssa, would you at least watch it to go, holy mackerel, just to see what the heck, what's going on? Well, and I imagine you wouldn't say nothing to the person, would you?
No.
You just let it be, huh?
I look at them and go,
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
What would you, Eddie, would you tell the woman that it's a friend of yours or maybe a coworker? And would you go, hey, you know, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure they would not have to know, right? If they have to submit their tape. I don't know how that works. If they video it there or they submit it or whatever.
I have no idea. But there's a show on Netflix. Have you seen it? It's called The Money Shot. Pornhub Star or something like that.
The Money Shot?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I have no idea. It just comes up like when I turn on my Netflix, as like a new release.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Netflix. I have no idea what it's about. I don't know.
The Money Shot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nope, I haven't seen it.
No. But Eddie, would you tell your friend or coworker?
I think it depends on how good a friend.
Okay, well let's go both. It's not that good of a friend.
No, I wouldn't tell her.
A good friend.
I think I would. Why are you doing it? I would ask. Why are you doing it? Or
oh, you would ask why? Or you wouldn't why tell her in case you don't know? I would be more. I would be more if I would say something. I wouldn't say something like, why are you doing this? Because, you know, they apparently are doing it for a reason, right? I'm not going to make them feel bad about doing it. But mm-hmm. I'd say, hey, in case you don't know. Because who knows? Maybe they made a private video and it got stolen from somebody.
Got released.
And got released. You know, you don't know.
Next boyfriend, next girlfriend.
I don't know if I could tell. I don't know. That's tough because more than likely they got to be doing it. So it's like, hey, you know what? They're doing it. Who am I to be? Hey, in case you don't know, but then I'd feel kind of, I don't know. Because then they're going to know you've seen them. You've seen them if it's a girl.
Why are you watching porn?
Right?
Well, I say, well, because I was making sure you weren't on there. Check and make sure my friends aren't on there.
I don't know. I was trying to look on Facebook on who this Facebook user is.
Is commenting. Who is it?
I don't know. I tried to look, but I looked on one of our pages and it didn't show. It didn't even show his comments. But he's like, whoever it is all damn straight. Wouldn't be any crazier than my Pornhub searches.
Let's see here. We have to go to the Facebook group fan page. That's how you can see it.
Oh, which one did I look at?
Oh, it's Grayson.
Oh, okay.
Grayson Collins, Ty Babylonia. You guys remember Ty Babylonia? Look at that. What the hell is that?
What are you talking about?
I went to school in Oklahoma. I went to school in Oklahoma, right? And there's this guy. His name's Grayson. Go to the M25 show group page, and then that's where you can see it. That's where we stream to also. And there's this guy there. He was 1 year older, one grade higher, and he used to say that all the time. Babylonia. Hi, Babylonia. Hey, what the hell's Ty Babylonia? Well, it's apparently a female ice skater.
Is it really?
Yeah. No, not him, but he used to say that all the time, and I think he just said it because the name sounded funny. But yeah, he used to say Ty Babylonia all the time.
Ty Babylonia.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I wonder why he does that when they, because we stream on this Facebook page that we're on, the Steve, Eddie, Alyssa, Alberto page, and we also stream on YouTube, and we stream on that M25 show group page at the same time.
Okay.
So we have people that
can... Yeah, I was looking at the Steve, Alyssa, Eddie, Alberto show.
Yeah, that one, it'll show who it is. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, it'll show who it is, but it's just that one that it just says Facebook user.
Yeah, that's weird.
Interesting. I don't know. I thought that'd be interesting.
I'm trying to Alberto and find out who it was.
Let me see here. Oh, here's a good one here. Why women killed their husbands, or vice versa? Why men kill their wives instead of getting a divorce? You know how, you know when sometimes you watch these shows and. And you go, why didn't they just get a divorce? Did they have? Yeah. And then, you know, there's reasons I'm sure behind it. But should we start with the men first or the women?
Either way.
What do you think, Alyssa?
I think for men, I think for both, it has to do something with obsession. If I can't have you, nobody else can have you.
Do you think that's more of the man or a woman? Percentile wise, because I know both can happen. There could be obsessed men and the obsessed women, but when you weigh it out, do you think it's more the men are more obsessed or the women?
I think women are more obsessed, but it usually doesn't end in death. I think once a man becomes obsessed, it usually ends in death.
Eddie, you agree with that?
Yes, I think most men kill because, yeah, if I can't have you, no one can.
Yeah, and it's with a the control women, and...
It's a control issue, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? Okay, say a man kills his wife because, let's say he met somebody and maybe he's already, you know, he found somebody else. Let's just say, here's a scenario. He finds somebody else, he's with her, and he's going to, you know, he's got to tell the wife, hey, look, I'm sorry, but I want out. I found, you know, tells the truth. And found somebody else. And of course, she's upset, pissed, right? And the first thing normally, I'm not saying all women say that, but what's the first thing they usually say? Of course, they're upset or hurt, but okay, well, they're going to take them for all they're worth, pretty much, right? Mm-hmm.
I want a divorce.
Now, that's what I think. Mm-hmm. I think...
Money because, motivated?
Well, because if the guy's going, oh, she's going to take everything. I can't live now. So, you know, it's like the woman wants him to suffer. And he's like, that's what I think the guys kill the women. Versus if a woman kills a guy, let's say the woman's with a guy, he's super filthy rich. And he gives her so much money, but he's got so much, he still has a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think the woman, sometimes, like you say, when they're vengeful, they want them to suffer. So if that's not going to do it, then I think they go that extra mile to, they take over and make them suffer, you know? That's what I think. And I think it goes both ways, but I think it's more a money thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Some people are just jealous.
I don't think. Because money.
Well, what if you're married? Like if you're with, like Eddie, say you're married, mm-hmm. and you are cheating on your wife. Mm-hmm. You found somebody and you like her, mm-hmm. and your wife finds out, and you know, it's probably not going to be a nice conversation, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So you have to come out and say, "Hey, look, you know, you're right. I am. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you, but I'm falling in love with this woman, and I think it's best if we go our own ways." Now, do you think she's going to go, okay? Well, if she says that, that's great. But I mean, you know, she's not going to be very happy. Right.
Right.
Now we're not millionaires or billionaires, but I mean, you know, you're going to have to, especially if you have kids, you're going to have mm-hmm. to pay a pretty penny. Because yep. I'm sure she's going to make sure that yep. she gets everything that's owed to her. And let's just say you make $1,000 a week. Let's just say scenario. You bring home after everything's done, you take home $200 a week or $150. And that's your life now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, would that make you angry, or are you okay with that to take care of your new woman, señorita?
I mean, if that was the bet I built for myself, I'd have to live with it. I'd get another job or something.
Yeah, but they're going to take out of that too.
Well, it is what it is.
So I'm just saying, I think some of these people go, they just lose it. These guys, if it's a guy that kills the wife, they lose it and go, man, I'm making $2,000 and they're only bringing home $400 a week. Mm-hmm. You know, and they just like, oh my God, this is like, should she really get... have to do to, you know, hurt me that bad? You know, I understand that she's hurt, but good Lord,
that's why
I don't know if I could do that. Could you do that to some your let's say you two are married, could you do that to your, let's say things just didn't work out, would you take them for all they or no. whatever you could get?
No, I wouldn't.
No,
I wouldn't either. I just
because then you think about it, like, when they, I don't know, maybe I'm just different. Mm-hmm. When there's visitation and stuff, you want them to be able to do stuff with your kids. You know, you don't want them to be like, oh, what'd you do at daddy's today? Nothing, because we don't have no money. Nothing, we just kind of stayed at home, you know?
I hear you.
Well, what did you eat? Nothing, because there's no food in the house.
Top ramen.
Right?
I understand that too, but I don't think I would do that to, even, let's say in my situation, let's say if the wife was cheating or whatever, and let's say I was hurt over it, I don't think I would do that to them, you know? I'd be like, I'd be mad, upset, mm-hmm. but I don't think I would go all out to make sure that their life is, they can't live.
Right.
Because I always think, you know, what goes around comes around.
Karma.
And even though I was hurt, if I'm going to do that to somebody and do it, you know, you can cheat on somebody and it's over. Let's say you're not married and you cheat on somebody and you argue and you yell at each other and you hate, oh, I hate you, da, da, da. And it's over. It's over after a while, you know, after everybody's let it go.
Have you seen Done it over attraction?
Well, yeah, well, that's, well, you either, yeah, you could die, I guess. But I mean, mm-hmm. at least they don't have a right to take your money. If you're not married or you don't have kids.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm saying that, you know, if you're a boyfriend and girlfriend and you're in love, you still have the same feelings. If you're really in love, just say you just haven't got married yet. And you break up because one of y'all's cheated. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to be hurt really bad. And people are going to start arguing maybe, and maybe even fighting and yelling things they probably shouldn't say to each other. But eventually it's going to go away, and if they don't kill each other. And nobody's going to get anything like money. You know, they can't take them to the cleaners, whether they take the woman to the cleaners or the man.
Yeah.
You know? So that way everybody can go on their own, start a new life with somebody new that's hopefully going to treat them the right way, and they have money and so and so.
Of course,
that's pretty, yeah. Stay well, that's it. You could still be single and date. You can have a girlfriend and boyfriend, and they can't, you know, and it's just not the guys who's going to get taken. There's women that make more than guys out there too, and that can happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's rough too. I think that's a harsh penalty. Because you maybe fall out of love, and you know, it just happens. And then, but man, you have to give your life up.
Yeah.
Now, if you cheat, it's not morally right, but is it really right to? Okay, well, the rest of your life, you'd be lucky if you can live in a cardboard box. I mean, it's not morally right for what you did to your mate, but is it right to you have to live the rest of your life like that? Like Eddie said, you can get another job, you can get three jobs, but they're going to take out of that job too the paycheck. You're stuck. Unless you do the under the table, cut grass or something, or but then if the girl finds out, she'll make sure that's reported in a second, or the man. Oh my God, I'm getting hurt. I'm not hurt, I'm getting nervous, Eddie. I get nervous for people that go through this stuff.
There's the people that kill for, like you said, for money, but for like life insurance money.
Well, wasn't that the Murdoch thing? Was a
yeah.
I mean, he was a scammer.
Have you seen that? That's I heard about it.
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand. I go, what are they getting this guy for? You know, until I kind of saw more of it, and I guess he was in debt more than we thought.
Yes.
So. I guess. Oh, I haven't seen the thing on Netflix, but. I mean, from what I've seen, he took a bunch of clients' money, and he was just
a drug addict.
Bad lawyer.
Yeah, he was in debt. He was broke. Yeah, should have been rich, but he was broke.
He was in He was into drugs, and then he killed the housekeeper or the nanny, whatever she was, and then his wife and his son. And his son wasn't any better. His son was a alcoholic and underaged, and you know, they had a boating accident where one of the friends was killed, and so they had to defend the son, and they were like almost kind of like royalty in the city that they lived. They were so big, that Murdoch family was so big,
that like untouchable.
They thought they were untouchable.
That's when I heard that he was on trial for murdering his wife and son. And I was like, why would he do that? He just got his son out of that, you know, how he was driving that boat drunk and that girl died.
Yeah.
They defended him to get him out of that, and they got him out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then turns around and kills him.
Yeah.
Now I was lost when that happened.
He killed a nanny too? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think it's been proven that he killed her, but supposedly she fell down the steps in the front porch.
Supposedly she fell down, and he told the family of the nanny, hey, you need to sue us. He needs to, you know, to sue them so you can get some kind of money. And they did, but they, I don't know how he ended up with the money, but he kept it. He kept all life. Yeah.
And that's what he did. That's what he did to his clients.
Yeah.
Took their money.
Oof. Mm-mm. I don't know. That's heavy. All that stuff is heavy when people start killing people. Yeah.
Mm. He was sentenced to life, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he got life.
Pretty much. He's already an older dude, so even if he didn't, he killed two people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, they give you life with the possibility of parole. Or this one, no parole.
I don't know. He's older, so even if 25 years would probably be a life sentence to him, wouldn't it?
Was it capital murder or just like first degree murder?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember either.
What's the difference between capital and first?
First degree is that there was an intent. You went there intentionally to go and kill somebody. Capital murder, I believe, is during a crime.
I think they thought he is the first one. They thought that he planned it because I heard he was in debt. Degree. Yeah. He was trying to get the money.
Yeah, because second degree murder is like you were going to kill them, but you didn't mean to kill them. And manslaughter was just, it was just kind of like an accident. You know, like you pushed them and you didn't expect them to fall down the stairs and die. You know, that's manslaughter.
You're just pushing them like because you're upset and all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Damn. One of them things.
Yeah. That's one of them things, all right. Oh my gosh, he's talking about this murder.
Never bungle, don't throw the first punch.
Jeez. There's another thing. Okay, I was talking to somebody, same people, about... Okay, Eddie, we know men are not supposed to hit women. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to ask Alyssa this question. What do you think of those girls that... Now that we have social media, we see people that record stuff like things that happen. These girls that they're mad at a guy or something and they keep pushing him and slapping him, punching him in the face, and the guy's trying to say, hey, get away, you know, leave me alone, and they keep pushing and pushing him, you know, until the guy loses it, and then he punches her out. Does a woman think, because, you know, most women think, oh, a guy's not gonna hit me, because that's the known thing, you know, I can do whatever I want and the guy's not gonna punch me out,
right?
Why do girls go to that extreme where they'll do that and they'll keep pushing and slapping and the guy's telling them, get away from, just leave me alone, you know, until, you know, eventually everybody breaks, you know. I mean, you could try to leave, but, you know, they doing this, why would a woman do that for?
They're not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
A woman?
Yeah.
They think that they're not going to get hit back. You know, I'm just pushing him, or I just slapped him and then he punched me. Well, dumbass, you hit him, you put your hands on him. What do you expect? He has the right to defend himself.
And the guy,
regardless if you're a woman or not,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's how the law sees it, you know, who hit who first, and they're going to arrest the girl because she's the one that started it.
What do you think, Eddie? What do you think about the, especially the guy, you know, he's saying, stop it, you know, just go, go, you know, I don't want this. I don't need this.
You try to walk away. I would.
What if she jumps on your back and she's pulling, biting on your ear and giving you a noogie on your head and just biting the back of your neck till you bleed? Do you just go, I just keep walking home like that?
No.
I mean, there's got to be a breaking point where it starts to hurt.
There's got to be.
And, is it because the women think they know, hey, he can't get me? And they even say, you know, they maybe say, Eddie, you're a little bitch, and slapping you and punching you.
What are you going to do? Hit me type thing?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Huh? And then, you know, she's punching your nose and breaks it, and you're sitting there. What do you do? Listen, I'm not going to put you in the situation, but let's say you see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the guy's in the wrong?
If he hits her?
Yes. After all that, he's trying to get away. He's trying to go, and she just pulls out a bat and breaking his ass and everything and calling him every name to belittle him. And he's trying everything to get out of there. And he does that. As hard as it is to watch, because we don't want to see a guy hit a girl.
Right.
But is that me?
Who is that?
Somebody's answering the question in text.
That's me.
That's Eddie. He's getting counsel advice.
Yeah, Eddie's getting counsel. Don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right.
Eddie's on the stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Eddie? There's no right or wrong answer. It's just your thoughts.
You can blame the guy, but like I say, if he tried everything possible to get out of the situation and she was just persistent and, I mean, you don't lay her out, but you have to restrain her.
You only got one shot, you might as well.
Restrain her or something, you know?
Eddie's had that made Eddie kind of choke up there, didn't it? I was just curious. I don't know. We were talking about that, and I'm like, I've seen videos like that where, man, that's just, some women just belittle a dude. And like, oh my. Man. I mean, I wouldn't either, but I can't imagine being in where you're trying to get out and you can't get away or something. Then I don't know. I guess you could get in a ball on the ground and hopefully they just leave. I guess. I don't know.
But abuse goes both ways. I mean, you'd be surprised how many men are physically abused by women.
Or verbally, or
yeah,
it's just
mentally.
Mentally, it's verbally.
Heavy. That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's heavy.
But there is countries where that is allowed, right? You're allowed to beat your woman or.
Third world countries.
Third world, like Syria, Lebanon.
Yeah.
Like if they don't behave, you Pakistan, spank them or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, you spank them or beat them? There's a difference.
Whatever you want to do.
It's your woman. It's basically she's your property.
She's your property. Yeah.
You created a cow for her, so she's yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy! Wow. How about the sex? The same way, like when you're ready to have it, she's got to give it to you. She's where's this at?
Submissive.
Where?
It's usually like third world countries, like you know.
Not that I condone it, but
Middle
East, the sex
here.
Middle Eastern.
Somewhere over there, yeah.
Man, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's too bad. I don't even know what to say about that one. I like the sex and all, but I don't know. And when it gets like that, that's
how can it be enjoyable when you're forcing? You know.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. Exactly. It's like, how fun can that be? You know, it's almost like they don't want to be with you, but how manly can you feel?
Well, there's countries too where like if you get married and she's not a virgin, you can send her back.
Send her back? You mean divorce her?
Get a refund.
No, you don't divorce. You can send them back to the family and say she was impure.
She tainted, yeah.
But how do you know? I mean, some girls don't bleed, right? When you know, that pop that cherry thing. How do you know she's not a virgin? Right, Alyssa? Not all girls bleed on the first time. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it's very minimal, too. Sometimes.
So what if you have that wherever you're at where you're saying this happens and you guys have sex? And I guess that's how they look to see if she's pure, right? If she's bled or bleeding or right? What if she doesn't bleed and she tells you, no, I really haven't had sex, and that's how you're going to go by it because she didn't bleed?
I don't know how that works, Steve. All I know is
just say
send her back.
Alyssa, right? Not all girls. How did they find out how they're unpure? How does the man find that out?
There's no way to
unless you go to the doctor first. Take her to the doctor first.
She rides you like a wild cowboy or what?
What's it called? The hymen or whatever that little lining is.
Take her to the doctor and the doctor checks to see if she's.
Oh, is that what they do? Mm-hmm. So why don't you do that before you get married?
That's what I'm saying. Not unless you do that first. You take her to the doctor and say, okay, she's.
Okay, but you said if she's not a virgin, you give it back. You give them back.
Yeah, before they get married.
Oh, so she's really not. Mm-hmm. So you just basically dump her. You don't give her
back. Not married at first sight.
So basically, before you get married, you take her to the doctor.
Steve.
I guess so.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Complicated.
I don't know how it works in those.
And this isn't like a Facebook complicated relationship.
Things I've read and seen.
Is that still an option?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
I don't know what that. What does that mean? Like we're on and off?
Yeah.
Or you know, we like each other, but we argue a lot.
Going steady.
So you gotta check. You gotta check to see if the lining's still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay. So you can you do it yourself, or do you have to go to the doctor? Do you have to go to the doctor, or can you just look on yourself?
I think you have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you have to go to the doctor because they have to actually open you up and look inside like a pap smear.
That's a violation in itself, right there.
Right.
Well, I guess so. Just to look.
Yeah, because you can't tell by like. You know how like some people say, "Oh, she's all stretched out." That's not even a thing. You know,
okay.
you're
Alyssa,
the huh.
what if let's say the hymen's busted, all right? Mm-hmm. But she says, hey, don't say nothing, but if you don't, I'll let you have my butt. Will the guy go for that, you think?
The hymen can rupture from a bunch of stuff, right? Like
doing
sports or riding a horse or riding a peloton.
So the girls have to be very, very careful growing up, so they don't, because they'll think that they're impure of sex-wise, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right, Alyssa? They can accidentally break it. Is that what it's called? Break. What is that noise?
Puncture rupture. Oh, it's my heater.
Oh, yeah, we got it on.
It just came on.
Jeez. You sound like a monster.
Oh. I guess it ruptures or
does it break?
It rips.
Okay. Does it feel good?
I don't think so.
You're so nervous anyways. It's not like you like, oh my god, it's ripped. You know, you don't notice.
Well, because during sex is supposed to feel good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you accidentally rip it riding a bike or something, I mean, do you get a quick orgy?
Or no. You get scared because you're bleeding.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not
sorry,
like,
Eddie, shit.
It's not like a period blood. You know, it's just a little
dab will do you?
Yeah, like.
So, well, you don't.
That's my experience. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm bleeding on the bed, you know? No, it's just like a little.
It's just funny. A little spot. Do some girls bleed a lot though, you think?
I have no idea. I've never asked other girls.
Do you mean on their periods or just for the hymen thing?
When they get their cherry popped.
Oh, I don't know.
What? Eddie, ever got a girl that was a virgin.
What do you call it?
A virgin, yeah.
Yes.
And was it a bloody mess or was it nothing?
No, there was blood.
Did she tell you she was a virgin?
Yes.
And you took it anyway?
Yes.
Did you say you were gonna give yourself to her? Because she's giving.
I did the whole speech, you... Steve.
You did. Look at Eddie giving the speech so he can get in there. What happened? What happened after that? How long? Alyssa, how long do you think they lasted, Alyssa?
Oh, that was the one that hit it and quit it.
Oh, it was Eddie?
No.
You got a virgin one time and you left her?
No.
I hope you stayed with her.
It was a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Still in contact or no?
Yeah.
You're still in contact?
Yes.
It's the neighbor.
Whoa. Oh, that's is it the neighbor? The one used to sneak in the house.
Yeah. Her too. But yeah. Oh. But I haven't seen her in a while. I mean, when we see each other, we're amicable, polite, and stuff. She's married and with kids. And
so the one that you snuck in the bedroom, she was a virgin too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, what is going on?
You were young, Steve.
Look at Eddie.
Exploring.
That's why you never got nobody. You know that saying, if you get her when she hasn't had sex, is that, or no, that's the period thing, huh? What's the saying, if you have sex when she's on her period, she won't get pregnant?
Oh, that's not true.
Well, I mean, that was the saying. Wasn't that the saying?
Yeah.
How about when they're a virgin?
No, isn't it 7 days before, 7 days after their period? You can't get pregnant. Yeah. Or something?
Well, no, because
it's untrue, right?
Right. I mean, it can be. They could be totally beyond their period. It just depends on where the egg is in the cycle. You know, if the egg is still up, it could still get fertilized. If it hasn't fallen, you know, it hasn't come down yet. That's basically what it is. Is the egg detaching and falling out? That's what a period is.
Landing in the pool of sperm.
Yeah.
That's why we love eggs, Eddie. No. That's why we love the egg.
So when a woman ovulates, she only releases one egg per month?
Yes.
Per month?
Yes.
One egg per month. And a guy has to shoot out a million sperms to try to get to that one egg.
It's our job, Eddie.
Because the guys have like thousands of little spermies. And because the vagina has so much acid in there,
that's how flat we are, Steve.
A lot of them get peeled off. Yeah, a lot that's of the sperm dies before it reaches the egg.
That's not true. None of my sperm dies, never. No, I don't care how much acid you cook or whatever. I don't care.
That's how flat we are. We have a million shot to get to one thing, one egg.
Yep.
Very powerful.
That's why when men do things, they have to do it multiple times. And women get it right the first time.
Oh, here we go.
That's true. Yep. Proven right there.
This is my theory on how to do it. Okay, you're with your girl, right? Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, we're going to have a kid. That's just the way, you know, we talk it over. We're going to have a kid. So she lays on her back. You know, I tell her, you know, hold your legs by your ears. I go to town, right? I let loose. I finish. And then I say, I'll be right back. Hold your legs there. Don't move. I'll be back. I'm going to go get something to eat real quick. Nothing hold your legs by your ears. Then when I recuperate and I'm ready for another one, I go jump back on and give it one more. That's what I do. She can't move. She's got to stay there because it's got to stay in that position because mm-hmm. the egg's got to stay right there.
You got to let gravity work.
That's right. You never heard that? I mean, maybe I won't go eat. I won't go eat, but they keep their legs up like that.
Yeah.
I just threw that in for fun. But they have to keep their
legs. To
See, Alyssa, I know this stuff. I studied this in school.
I was told that if you wanted a boy, you wore your boots. And if you didn't, you just...
Wear your boots. Oh. With no, the Spurs?
They say if you want a boy to abstain from sex for as long as you can and abstain from masturbation so that the sperm can, because the boy sperms die faster than the girl sperms. So they say when people have girls, it's because they have a lot of sex. Mm. And boy sperm doesn't last as long going swimming in. And so they say, you know, if you can, you know, abstain from having sex and again have sex when she's ovulating, you'll have more chances of having a boy.
Well, that may be true, because when I first got married, I had a girl, and then like 3 years later I had a boy. You know, it tapers off.
Yeah,
the sex tape tapers off. So,
I don't know. I had 4 girls.
Really? Oh, you were busy then.
Oh, wow. So that's a lot of sex going on, huh? Oh boy. I get girls pregnant just by looking at them.
Oh, they said that in the when you're married the first year, if you take a penny and put it in a jar for every time you have sex.
Yes.
For the first year.
Yes.
And then after that, if you take a penny out for every time you have sex after the first year, that you'll never run out of pennies.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Because the first year you'll have $3.65 in there, and you'll probably only take out $2.50.
Yeah. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Why? You can use pennies or jelly beans, or put it in. For every time you have sex, put one in the jar, and then after the first year, for every time you have sex, take one out. You never run out of whatever
last
it is.
20 years.
Wow. What is that called? Is that called... What is that called?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know if it has a name, but that's what I've
keeping track of your sex yeah. capades?
Your sex...
supply and demand.
Yeah, because after, you know... Sex tapers off after you've been married for a while. You'd be lucky to get it on Valentine's Day or Christmas Day. Or your birthday. Your birthday's next.
Christmas sex. This gets bad when you ask for sex for Christmas. That's pretty bad.
Birthday sex.
I can't get it for my birthday. I can't get it for Valentine's. I'm going to ask for it for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas.
It's not my two front teeth either. Gosh, that's too funny. And speaking of all that, do you know the health reasons why it's good to do the 69 position? There's physical and health reasons why people should do the 69 position.
No.
You know, guys know what that is, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. You guys are breaking down every sperm count and every egg.
Hey, I took a human anatomy class in college.
So what do you think the benefits for doing 69 when you're in a relationship is, physically and nutritionally?
I have no idea.
But
okay, pretty much, yes. You're going to get something out of it. Well, think about it. Don't think too hard, guys.
I don't know. How is it physically? I don't understand.
Okay, well, let me go to the guy first. Eddie, what, you know, look at yourself where you're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's kind of like yoga. You have to pick your head up sometimes, and you got to keep it in one spot, and mm-hmm. you're sticking those veins out. And then sometimes you got to relax and put your head down for a second.
But what if you're on top?
If the guy's on top?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he's got to move his hips like in downward dog. I guess you're putting your hips into it.
Yoga benefits.
Exactly. You're getting some stretching in. You're
in some exercise. Huh?
Yeah, I guess if your guy's on top, yeah, he's gonna have to pump because he's pumping on the girl's face, right? So he's got to move. He's got to move his hips. So you're getting a little workout there. I mean, you know, it's usually the other way around, Alyssa. I mean, I know you're a crazy one, but it's usually the other way around. The guy is on the bottom, but yeah, you're right. There's some, you know, when you push it, or just the girl wants to be on bottom. Mm-hmm. That's Eddie, what do you think about that? Would you be afraid of hurting the back of her throat?
No.
You just have her on the bed and you just sit on her face and pump her deep down the throat? You don't think you would hurt her?
I don't think so.
Ball no. deep? Or you just don't have that problem of length?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I hurt her, she would say something. And...
Well, what if her mouth's going to be full?
That's why you
what does she do? Tug on your balls?
Bite down.
Yeah, that, you're right there. That would be a sign to stop.
I'd be saying, hold on.
Whoa. Slow your roll.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a lot of physical, you know, it doesn't look like it. Looks like two people laying on each other, but there's things going on. You know, you have to, your neck muscles, your throat muscles, all kinds of stuff going on, you know.
Your jaw.
Yeah, for both parties. You know, you got to learn to hold your breath sometimes. You going at it, but your breath's being held, and then you go back in.
You put the little finger in.
Move a little spot so you can breathe.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, get a little snorkel so you don't have to come out for breath. What do you mean unbelievable, Eddie? Look at Mr. Virgin Breaker over here. What we're saying is unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
Spanky the Monkey. Is that still the same today? Somebody said that to me the other day. And I haven't heard that in years. Is that what it's still called? Or
Spanky the Monkey, Choking the Chicken.
Why is it called Spanky the Monkey? That's what I want to know. It don't look like a monkey to me.
A chicken either.
It don't look like a chicken either. What are your thoughts, Eddie? Why people say Spanky the Monkey? Why is that?
Because of the noise it makes? I don't know.
I guess it depends on what you use.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why it's called Spanky the Monkey. It's like Choking the Chicken. It don't look like a chicken either.
Okay,
fog
so...
Fogging the Dolphin?
Fogging the Dolphin? What the heck is that?
I don't know. It's a joke.
Okay, so Spanky the Monkey is like all that noise, that wet noise. It sounds like a monkey yelling or what? What does that mean, Eddie?
Waxing the carrot? That's... I don't know.
Okay. What about choking the chicken? How does that sound like a chicken, Eddie?
It doesn't.
It doesn't look like it because you're like, you know how like the cartoon? The chicken's neck's off.
Hey, that reminds me of a joke. This little girl asked her mom, "Hey, mom, is having a penis bad?" And she says, "No, having a penis is not bad." She's all, "Why?" She's all, "Oh, because I saw my little brother try to yank it off the other day."
Oh, that's funny.
guys are too much. Hey, so just a warning, anybody watching the show, today has mature content today. As long as we give a warning, we're okay. But I got that visual with the chicken on the cartoon. It's his neck all the way up.
Oh. So having a penis is not bad.
Waxing the carrot. What does that mean? Oh my goodness. Whew. Too much. Eddie, I never think I ever heard you tell the joke.
You have now.
Wasn't there one about the joke about that with the babysitter or something like that, where was it the guy or the mom's trying to lose weight or something, and or something like that, but the babysitter, she's all, oh no, that's not gonna work because the babysitter blows daddy and blows his stomach bigger because he can't lose weight. I gotta get through. It was
never gonna lose weight because the always is blowing air in his bonsai.
That's right. So anyway, I guess, do people still use that, those sayings?
I'm sure they do.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we're not in high school no more, so I don't. Who knows what's being said? If there's new terms, or these are the terms that we remember, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess
they just say, you know, the typical jacking off or rub one out. You know, I think nowadays it's more not acceptable, but you know, people are more open about it. So they, you know, I'm gonna go masturbate. You know, they don't care. They just
take care of yourself.
Yeah, take care of myself. Go visit Rosie and her four sisters. I don't know.
I have been saying this for years, and nobody ever understood. Now it's okay. See how it only took years and years. It's okay to do that. Yeah. What's
it beeping?
Yeah.
Did you say you again? Beeping?
What's that? What's that?
Beeping.
That's, I don't know. Is that Eddie? What? We've been having beeping the last two or three shows. Are. The last two, were you here the show before last week? Beef tour? There it is.
That's my phone. Oh,
that's a ring. That's his ding.
But there's another one. There's a beep.
Yeah, it goes beep.
I don't know. I don't think it's not me.
It's not me because I'm.
I don't have anything. Let me see here. Oh my gosh. Alyssa.
Yes.
You want to tell everybody about our sponsor?
Oh my goodness gracious!
Can you do that now? Can you wing it?
I haven't even done anything.
Alyssa, what's wrong? Okay, let's see.
I'm so busy. Look, I'm not even home.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Are you okay? Anything me and Eddie and the gang can help you out? I mean, see, are you all right? Because
I feel like I'm just so busy because even at work, I feel like I'm like, I guess overwhelmed. Because I take a class on Wednesdays. I take a 4-hour class, so I miss 4 hours of work, and then I'm off on Thursday, and then you know Saturdays I work, and so Sunday's like really my only time like
to do something.
Yeah, my day off
for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. But forget the sponsor. We'll handle it. You calm down over there. I just need you to let it out, Alyssa. Let it out.
There's Alberto.
Oh, yes. I thought you did one.
Didn't you record a commercial?
Didn't he record that one time he did it? Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Alberto?
Remember the first time he did it? He sounded all.
Yeah. Yeah, I have it, but I don't have it to play like here. It's on. It's on social media somewhere. I can't. Pull it up on here live, you know.
It's plagiarism.
Eddie, you know that. You know what it is. Why don't you do it?
What?
No, what we're talking about?
No, Eddie. I can't.
Okay, I'll do it. Everybody, our sponsor is Natural Wonders. It's Natural Wonders, and Wonders is spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, like that. Naturalwonders.com. It's all natural beauty products for men and women. We all use it, right, Alyssa? Alyssa uses it. Eddie uses it. I use it. Alberto uses it. Very healthy stuff. And if you go to their website, you can shop around and see what they got to offer. It's for men and women. And it's for face, hair, body, anything you can think of. Pets. I don't know if the pets is on the website. You can go look. What else is it for? Pets and humans, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all natural. And if you go on the website at naturalwonders.com and shop, at the end, when you check out, there's going to be a little box. You can a promo code. Is it called promo code, or is it called? I've never been on there, so what is it box called? I want to make sure I get it right.
Promo code.
The promo code box. Put in the M25 show and you'll get 25% off your order. So you could also buy it in certain stores, but you won't get the 25% off unless you buy it online at Natural Wonders. And that's Wonders, WUNDERZ.com. And they got a lot of stuff, right, Alyssa?
Yeah. Got
beauty, women, it's for makeup holder, and they got body wash, they got lotions,
all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I got the shampoo and conditioner off the website, the superfood, man. Yes. a little tiny bit to remember, he said it was the better the bubbles,
the bit of hair.
Yeah.
I see Liz is still mad. Liz is still mad over there.
Don't need. No, I was gonna read what it says on the website.
Superfood.
Now you're gonna read?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the beautiful listen.
I had to find it.
Okay, here we go.
Clean beauty is the philosophy that reflects the soul striving for perfection. It's about finding the inner balance and that beautifully supports mind, body, and spirit. Clean beauty is also about blending nature with science in a way that amplifies youth, radiance, and playfulness. At Natural Wonders, we create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the seven natural wonders of the world. These natural environments provide perfect ingredients to add to the fountain of youth. Excuse me. With a passion of preserving these wonderful, wonderful treasures, we also pride ourselves on revitalizing our community and replanting the sources we choose from. Be as clean and beautiful as nature intended you to be. You are the natural wonder.
Look at that. How professional, Eddie.
Yep.
You see what a couple minutes difference makes? A few minutes ago, after she let it all out, all that stuff she had in from not having time for herself, look at her now, all sweet and innocent now.
Very nice. Natural wonder. Yes, no, but I will tell you, I did buy the lotion, the rose one. It smells so good, and my hands are so soft. I have it at work. I don't have it here because I wash my hands a lot at work. Mm-hmm. So I got a big, huge bottle, and it smells. Yeah, I like it. It smells like roses.
Well, that's good. I have that one for you that you wanted. What was it called? Something. It's brand new. I don't even think they're selling it yet. It's that one you said you wanted. It's that.
The hair one? The shampoo?
No, it's like a skin for the skin tighten, or what the hell was it called? You know what? You guys do me a favor. Talk to each other for a second. Hold on.
It's not the.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Wrong one.
With my order.
Wrong one.
With the order I got like a free hair serum and a free something for your face to age defying or something like that.
Oh, okay. Like a serum for your face? Was it serum or was it a lotion? Was it
It's like an oil. Like
it's like an oil. It's a serum. Yeah. It's
like a little, and then I got a serum for the hair, but the serum for the hair, I don't know if I'll use it. Maybe I'll give it to my sister or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got them free with the when with I bought the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Oh yeah, the toner.
Oh, the toner.
Your toner, retinol. Yes.
That's the one I have in
body lotion.
Oh, it's a lotion. Yeah, it is. 5-in-1, not 3-in-1, Eddie, but 5-in-1.
You haven't used it, Steve?
No, I'm giving it to Alyssa. I couldn't do that. I don't want to take a little dab and give it to her. Test it out. Make sure it's good, huh? I had to go to your bag. I have a bag ready for you, Alyssa, that I have all your stuff bagged, and that's why I had to go get it out of the bag. Usually I had it on the desk here. Anyway, that's the one you could try out. Apparently it's not out there yet.
Oh, okay.
It's something new that they did.
Is that the new line?
Yes, pure and tone. But it's still from them.
Yeah.
From these guys.
The flag?
Yep.
Oh, there's the flag.
Made in the USA, Eddie.
In the USA. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Well, let me see. Charles says flog. Flog the dolphin to violently whack off Jim's mom. Caught him flogging?
Flogging.
Flogging the dolphin by Bill Gates, February 6, 2003. Can you break that down, Alyssa?
Okay, well, there's punctuation is missing. So, flog the dolphin to violently whack off. Period, I'm assuming. Jim's mom caught him flogging the dolphin by Bill Gates, February 6th. I don't know what that means, but whoever Jim is, his mom found him masturbating. Okay.
To Bill Gates? To Bill Gates?
I don't know. Either that or was Bill Gates... stroking Jim.
Bill Gates does that too.
Is this a riddle? Is this a riddle or what?
Who's on first?
I don't know. Flog the dolphin. Sorry, guys. I copied it off the internet. It's the description on Google. for what? For flogging the dolphin? Flogging?
For spanking the monkey?
I was asking what waxing the carrot. Don't even look that up. I don't even want to read that. Didn't even understand this one. Oh my goodness. Well, Alyssa, I'm glad you're back today.
Yes.
Are you gonna be here next week so we can see you again, or
next is this... week? No, I have a trade show I have to go to.
Okay, so the week after probably.
The week after is I have to work because that's Easter weekend, and I have Saturday off, so I have to work Thursday in order to get Saturday off.
Okay. So we'll see you soon.
Yes. Sorry,
guys. She'll be here. You'll be here in spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I try to watch sometimes at work, but like I'll pop in for a few minutes and pop off, but.
I do that too. Oh my God. Varushka. Is that how you say her name? Varushka?
Varushka.
Yeah. Is that a Russian name or is that a.
Isn't that a guest we had?
Yes, it is. Hello, really? Varushka. Yes, she was on the show
a while ago.
Yeah, she was like on a Christmas. Mm-hmm. At Christmas time, she popped in and said, how do?
Varushka.
Varushka. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Alyssa, I'm going to try to get your stuff. I don't know. I was trying to figure out a way because I know maybe on your lunch or something or... It's hard for us all to meet up sometimes, you know? I guess I could mail it, but...
That's expensive, though.
Because I have the shirts that I got for you and your guy. I got this lotion, your trophy, my picture. We got, you know, it's all going to fit.
Christmas and merch, Alyssa. Yeah.
I pasted it on the lotion.
Christmas in March, Alyssa.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Christmas. I'll see you at Christmas and we'll...
You know, my half birthday just passed.
Your half birthday? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're six months to your birthday? Oh, God.
My granddaughter was making a big old deal about her half birthday. And I was like, I was thinking like, yeah, it's my half birthday. My half birthday is coming up. But her birthday's 2 days after mine. So her half birthday was yesterday. So... I called her and I'm like, happy half birthday. She like totally like was like, oh. She was kind of
asleep.
She was like, oh, I'm like, you're 6.5 years old today. Like, how do you feel? I still feel like I'm 5. She's
still,
I'm
all
5. Like,
so yeah. Alyssa's got that half on hers now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Alyssa's got half.
51 and a half.
You're 51 and a half? Oh, you don't even look. What? You don't even look at how
I am. Am I 51 or am I 52? I'm 51.
You're asking the wrong. I don't know.
After 50, you stop counting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no need to. Why are you going to count for? We've counted this high. We know how to count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? No need to count anymore.
Nope.
You know? All right, guys. We're going to get out of here a few minutes early because we can. We can do that.
Okay.
And we'll be back next week. Alyssa is going to be on a mission, so she'll be back soon. And we'll continue. Remember? Oh, Ed, where are you going? Oh, that's right. Eddie's leaving too.
I'm leaving too.
Ooh.
Is it this week or next week?
Next week.
This next Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Let me see something here before we get out of here. Where is the people at? Where are the people? Okay, here we go. It's not next, so the 30th. No? Either of you?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm having this guest on, okay? I don't know. I gotta read about her a little more. I think she's from New York, if I remember right. But she's been in the news. She has Down syndrome, and she had trouble. Nobody would hire her, right? She's trying to get a job, and you know she's getting bullied and all that.
So she's supposed to have her on this week.
No, it's next week. They were supposed to today. Yeah, Vicky. Thank you for saying that, Vicky. Tafoyo wasn't able to come in. She was under the weather. She was sick. She was actually going to perform, and she wanted to come on when she's at her best because she was going to sing for us. Mm. So I don't know why I forgot that. See, Alyssa's talking about sperm and everything, and that got me thrown off. But she was supposed to be on today, and they want to reschedule. So she got sick, Eddie.
It's Vicky Tafoyo.
Tafoyo. Yes, and she's in the band. Do you have the band, Alyssa?
Vicky Tafoyo and the Big Beat.
And the Big Beat. That's her band, Eddie.
Okay.
So yeah, she was supposed to be on today, but she got sick and they want to reschedule. But next week is her name is Colette DeVito. Anyway, I told you a little backstory. She couldn't get a job. People were, you know, giving her problem, you know, bullying her and stuff like that. She has Down syndrome. Well, she opened up her own little cookie shop. She was just making cookies like on her own and started to sell them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where she owns her own business now, and she's probably like a millionaire, and she has people working for her and stuff like that. Wow. So, and I really was, as real quick, I talked to her, and she's all, okay, yeah, that would be cool. A week before, you know, maybe we can get on like a Zoom type so we can go over some things. I go, yeah, that's fine. So I told her, I go, hey, if you want to bring somebody with you, you know, like your sister or your mom, because I saw her page and looked like she had some pictures with her mom and her sister, right? So I figured, well, maybe she comes on, maybe she want to bring, you know, for support or whatever. She said, no, I'm fine. I could do it by myself. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, she's like, no, I don't need nobody. I got this. So I kind of liked that. I didn't want it to sound, I was being more like, hey, if you want to bring somebody with you, yeah. But she probably, I hope she didn't think I was saying, hey, bring somebody because you need somebody. I didn't mean it that way. But if I did, she sure let me know. So anyway, she's going to be on. So I was hoping you guys would be there, but hopefully you can watch the restream because she seems like a really nice girl. And she's pretty cool. She went from not getting a job to being a millionaire. Pretty cool. Nice. Just making her own cookies.
Wow.
So that's who we got next week. So I wish you guys would have told me.
I did tell you.
Oh, okay. She whiz.
I told you Monday.
Okay. You know what? Forgive me, people listening and watching. They did tell me. Yeah. I'm going to take my lotion and go home. All right, guys. Let's get out of here. We will see you. I will see you next week. And the gang will be back real soon. So don't worry. We'll have something going on next week.
All right.
Now let me find out, get out of here. Okay, we'll see everybody soon. Next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
stars. When I play that song, don't it take you back?
Now I have to face stupid reality again.